the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Nepal say more than 1,800 people have been killed by Saturday's earthquake. At least 4,700 others have been injured by the quake, which Anjana Pasricha reports shattered buildings, buckled roads, destroyed temples, and left thousands homeless.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider because scores of tiny villages perched on Himalayan slopes have not yet been accessed. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. The earthquake also triggered an avalanche at the Mount Everest base camp, killing several guides and mountaineers and flattening many tents. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 strikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, the disabled or destroyed IS fighting positions, as well as vehicles and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Despite the strikes on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan Saturday, killing at least 4 Iraqi soldiers. Another 10 people were reported wounded in those blasts. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the Al-Nusra Front said the Al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shagur on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with the Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of Jisr al-Shagur opens up a strategic route for the rebels as they move into neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Fighting continued Saturday between supporters of Yemen's president and the Shiite Houthi rebels in the port city of Aden and other parts of Yemen. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes also continue to hit Houthi targets. Security officials and eyewitnesses said fierce street battles in Aden took place as Houthis tried to gain a foothold in 2 districts. Western government and Sunni Arab allies in the coalition say that Iran is financing and supporting the Houthis. Tehran says its rebels deny that allegation. Vote counting has begun in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé. He assumed office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in second in the single-round presidential polling. Here in the U.S., President Obama used his weekly radio address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China negotiating trade pacts across the world. He said he's committed to making sure the trade agreements will not result in American workers losing their jobs.
The trade agreements I'm negotiating will drive a race to the top. And we're making sure American workers can retool through training programs and community colleges and use new skills to transition into new jobs.
President Obama is pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote yes or no on the trade deals but could not make any changes in them. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. One, the voice of America, VOA One.
Kicking things off inside the last hour together with you on VOA 1. Coming up next, Rihanna, who is such a tease. I'm going to prove it later by telling you exactly what she's doing during Word on the Tweets. Right now, here she is with Kanye West and Paul McCartney. It's 4 or 5 seconds on the one.
I think I've had enough.
Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got
positive.
We can run.
Then I heard you was talking trash. You'll pay my bill. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm
shooting star tonight. Will you?
music now. VOA 1.
Bigger, better, stronger power.
good feeling, yeah.
And good feeling on VOA 1. Also heard from Will.i.am, Echo Smith, and Rihanna, who the tweets are talking about this week. New music was released on Monday in honor of 420. Look it up if you don't know what that is. The song is called James's Joint, and she revealed it online. I don't know when we're going to get the whole album. She's just teasing us with little bits and pieces. Oh, but I'll take it. Here's Justin Timberlake on the one.
You were my sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, so you took a chance. Of a plan, but I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, people don't have to say what to do. I already know I found out my plan. There's just no chance with you and me. There'll never be. And don't it make you sad about it? Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? People told me, keep messing with my head. Should've picked honesty, then you may not have thought. Yeah. Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
Now there's just no chance.
And me.
You'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Just
It's new music on VOA 1.
Nicki Minaj and Afrojack with Hey Mama. Here's another hugely successful producer and DJ Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding on the one.
Look at what you've done.
Bye. to me that you know just what to say. But words are only words. Can you show me something else? Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby. And you sing to me, and it's harmony. Girl, what you do to me is everything. If you say anything just to get you back again, why can't we just try? I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this.
Artist isn't feeling too lonely now that she and her boo are no longer together. I'm sure she'll be fine. This is Ariana Grande one last time on VOA 1 The Hits.
I wasn't lying. I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it. At least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure because I know that I failed you. I should have done you better because you don't want to lie. I know. She gives you everything but
Demi Lovato on the one. Well, darlings, I gotta go. Larry London's on his way in. Tomorrow, you and I, same time, same place. Until then, take care of yourselves. And, of course, take care of each other.
Holla.
I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way, getting my bed for years in my career. And every lover, in and out my life, I hear love and left the tears without a care.
Stop.